Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So, Pat, man, what's God been saying to you?
Oh, my goodness. I was just reading this morning about, Paul, he was talking about, if anybody had something to boast about, he started listing up all these different things he could boast about. But I'm not going to do that because, that would not be good, obviously. And then he starts talking about, but I will boast in my weaknesses.
Man, you got enough time?
I don't know. We might be here a while.
This is only a 10-year program.
Exactly. And then he goes into talking about, but God did give me this thorn in my heart. He sent this messenger of Satan, a thorn in my flesh, to torment me.
To torment me.
To torment him.
Right. God, I just want to thank you for my torment. This is the thing about it.
Yeah.
My prayer last morning. Thank you for my torment. Thank you.
I don't think that's ever crossed my mind.
Has it? It definitely crossed your flesh, right?
Oh, yeah. A few times. But man, he just says, you know what? It was a blessing, really, because
it was. Is it over with?
Well, no, because it's always continuous.
Oh, Paul said it was a blessing.
It was a blessing.
I thought you were talking about yourself. I'm sorry. No. I was like, wow, it's gone.
I haven't gotten there
what
yet.
What did you do, man? You need to preach Sunday. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, right. That, he's going to boast. I'm going to boast in my weaknesses because that's where the power of God lies.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Because without that, then it's just my flesh. It's just me doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just another reminder. It's like, okay, I can deal with this. I can, no matter how many weaknesses, no matter how many things crawl over my flesh, I'm going to boast.
Or your flesh crawls over.
That's all right. That's all right.
Well, you think about it. You think about the power in the church today.
Yeah.
Or the lack of power in the church today.
Exactly.
Could it be because there's so much pride in the church today that we don't want to talk about our weaknesses? Mm. And then there's offense when somebody does
brings
talk
it
about
up.
Your weakness.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
I had issues with pride, but now you offended me talking about what I had pride over. You're right.
Yeah.
And the power you want, and that's one reason why we have Meet My Father as well, because we want to make sure that that everybody knows that we are sinners saved by grace, and that there's nothing good in us but God. And if you hadn't yet gone to VFN TV and listened or watched, there's no one good but God. You've got to listen to that because it'll empower you to be who you are, a sinner saved by grace, who God's in love with, who will work his power through you if you acknowledge that you're a clay vessel.
Exactly.
Paul said, I'm the chiefest. Mm-hmm. Practice telling your real testimony. I mean, you can't go on forever because people don't want to hear it. After a while, it's like, okay, how many more crack lines did you shoot?
Right.
The thing of the gist of it is says that you were in darkness. You loved sin and you didn't know God. But once you found God, you left your life of sin. It's not that you haven't sinned since then, but now it hurts when you sin. It's something you don't want to do, and it's something that you hate and that you stay away from, and you seek God to empower you to stay away from it. And through the power of the cross of Christ and our total dependency on it, which you also can watch and listen to that on VFN TV. Listen, you got to be empowered. A lot of times people make the right decision in the beginning, and what's begun in the spirit, they try to fulfill it in the flesh. And they think, I've tried not to sin. I just gave in to it. It's like, no. You couldn't do it. That's why he died for us. We couldn't do it. But now he's going to empower us versus the false doctrine being preached today that there's a grace that says sin means nothing anymore. It doesn't matter. It's like it just replaced the word sin with grace. That's not true. Mm-hmm. It's not a license to sin. But the thing is that now our dependency is on him to fulfill the very thing that we couldn't fulfill. But he empowers us. We put our total trust, not in our works, not in our accomplishment, not I read 2 chapters a day and I pray for 74 hours and all that kind of stuff. But you're putting your dependency and your trust on God. Mm-hmm. And he empowers you to be able to walk free. And you begin to embrace those things because we have a tendency to get prideful.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the pride is just outright arrogance or it is false humility where people are going like, I'm just a bad person. I'm just bad. And that's pride. Like anytime it starts with I,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's pretty much the root of that's pride.
Mm-hmm.
And then a constant self-awareness. You ever seen those? They're like the sun. You just kind of rotate around those people. It don't matter. You get into a room, and all of a sudden, everybody in the room just start rotating around them. I am the gravity. Yeah. I keep everybody, you know, I am aware of me. I'm the hot ball of gas floating in the room, you know, the sun. Anyway, so, yeah, and so that's pride. And the first pride, everybody can identify with that pretty much. They can see it and notify, you know, look at it. But the false humility, quite often people go, oh, man, he or she's always just thinking they're just, you know, are they bringing themselves up? Is that
again?
Are we talking about them? Is this a Bible study or therapy for them? I mean, how many times are we going to bring up? I didn't know I was a psychologist. I didn't sign up for psychology 101 and therapy, you know, 102. Mm-hmm. That we're supposed to love God and God's going to minister to us. I don't know if you know, they got a big old smile over coming in the studio here. We're not going to say who's smiling, but it's so funny. But I want to encourage you as we're going to a break right here that just like Pat was hearing from the Lord this morning about, you know, begin to embrace the thorn, embrace humility until we're, this is Pat's favorite quote, and it was written by Rick Joyner, and it's actually written by our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not ready until you're ready to be humiliated for the sake of those who are humiliating you. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.